Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Chris Murphy. How are you, Chris?
I'm really good. Thank you, Robert. And, thanks for the invite.
Absolutely. And Chris is the CEO of ThoughtWorks North America. So ThoughtWorks, to me, is a very different company, but you're in a very crowded space of technology consulting. How do you differentiate yourself?
Yeah. Well, we're in a very crowded space and we're in a very exciting space as well because there's just so much happening in digital. And I think the answer to how we differentiate is we're really the digital native consultancy that has been digital native right from the very start, before it was even trendy. We're 30 years old now almost. We were the earliest organization that really started to think about how does one embrace agility at scale in the enterprise? For about 20 years now, we've been thinking that through, and we've really been at the forefront of encapsulating and promoting ideas such as continuous integration, continuous delivery. We invented the name and wrote the first book on it. Microservices, evolutionary architecture, infrastructure as code, all those terms about how does one think about digital native software development and taking advantage of that to get ideas rapidly to market. They're terms which are associated with and really advocated for a long time by ThoughtWorks. So the way I like to talk to many of our clients about it is if they're looking for companies to engage with, they can engage the companies that read the books or they can engage the company that wrote the books. And, of course, we're the latter.
Touche. So let's talk about that word agility. Every day I'm speaking with CEOs, mostly Fortune 200 CEOs, and what I am told nonstop is that in this work dynamic and the world we're in right now, they need flexibility. Agility is at the heart of everything because they need to move quickly. Gone are the days of 10-year business plans. They need to be able to move on a dime, and only some of the people are in the office. So, and there are new types of partnerships. So give an example of what you would do with agility in your unique model.
There are really two aspects to consider here. So the first is the technical aspects of it. And what we find is so many large companies, and actually so many digital scale-ups even, are struggling with the technology side of moving fast. Because what happens is after you've been around a long time, you've acquired lots of systems, you've built lots of systems, they start to acquire this, what we call technical debt. And that is really just all the decisions you've made that are probably good decisions at the time, but that start slowing down your technical team with its ability to move fast. And this manifests with frustration in the technology organization and the inability to bring business decisions and customer value propositions to market quickly. So the one side of agility is actually looking at the technical side of your organization, your talent, your technology infrastructure, the dealing with the technology debt, and making sure that that's in a fit state to be able to build on quickly and bring new products and new propositions to market quickly. The other side of it, of course, is the organizational side. It's how you structure yourself as an organization, how the organization is led, how you bring cross-functional teams together so that you can really quickly align your business thinking, your product thinking, and your technical thinking to get it out there in market. And so when you're able to combine those two things together, as a strong, flexible technology underpinning and an organization that's aligned from the top around customers, around products, around business outcomes, you get what's called, proverbially agility, the ability to respond quickly to market dynamics, to capture market opportunities, to get new products to market, and to outcompete. That's really how I see agility.
So let's work with that. Right now, healthcare is at the forefront in everyone's mind. I understand. I know you have a big automotive area. You focus on healthcare as well, correct?
Yeah, we do.
Can I ask you, give an example of a project you're working on in healthcare, the challenges that the organization had in our current world, and how you were able to help them solve it.
Yeah, it's a great example. Obviously, healthcare is such a big area. You've got in the US, you've got the payers, and you've got providers, and you've got the life sciences. I think a great example here was some work I actually did a couple of years ago now with the Department of Veterans Affairs. And you know, as you know, I think it's the largest healthcare provider in the public space. And such an important role that it has looking after the healthcare of veterans who serve the country. And what we saw was we all, of course, were going through this very dramatic and impactful period in the pandemic. And early in the pandemic, what was happening was, we know around the world, hospitals were being overwhelmed and overcome with a lot of people who are just very worried about what does COVID mean for me? How do I protect myself? How do I protect my family? And the VA was getting overwhelmed with calls coming into its call centers. So they came to us and said, hey, we want to use artificial intelligence. We want to use machine learning to set up a chatbot so that rather than our call centers and hospitals being overwhelmed by people who are very worried and coming to us, how do we help use technology to really reduce that friction and get them the answers they need more rapidly? So we were able to work with them, and bear in mind, VA is one of the biggest government departments. It was what you'd typically equate with, large, bureaucratic, slow-moving. And we were able to identify with them a number of chatbot platforms, really low-code platforms that enabled us to get in. We did some quick customer research with who are their veterans, how familiar are they with technology, how do they like to engage with it. And within a matter of weeks, we were able to get an early version of a chatbot, which started to dramatically reduce the number of people who had to come through the call centers, and most importantly, serve them with the answers they were looking for quickly. Within a matter of months, we had a really robust platform up there, which meant that several million of veterans were able to use that to get the answers they need, to give themselves the comfort they need, to better protect their healthcare outcomes, and of course for the Department of Veterans Affairs to better serve their citizenry who's paying the taxes.
So I commend you, because that's really important work, and I am, frankly, I'm very impressed with how quickly you were able to move on that. I'm guessing a lot of it is because you were using low code, and that's really in the next generation of what everyone wants, because that allows people who are not the technologists but who are business people to quickly be involved.
Yeah, that's right. Low code's a really interesting area. Low code's been around for a long time, but it's really starting to come into a level of maturity. It's not the answer to everything. That's often thought about, is low code going to replace traditional coding? I don't think it will. But this is a fantastic example of where we had a problem. It needed to be responded to quickly. There were solutions out there that were very applicable to a low code solution. And therefore, applying that to get a really good outcome for the people for whom it was relevant.
So if someone is in, we're about to take a commercial break in a couple of minutes. I'll ask you one more question. But if someone was interested in getting in touch with ThoughtWorks, what is the website?
Yes, the ThoughtWorks website is www.thoughtworks, and that's THOUGHT, works, WORKS.com. So www.thoughtworks.com.
So I just want to say the other side, what CEOs are concerned about is the defense. We have about a minute left before break, and everyone's concerned with cybersecurity. They know they have to move quickly. What advice do you have to CEOs? Because they're not the chief technology person, but they want to get involved. And with low code, they can also. What advice do you have to CEOs?
The most important thing about cybersecurity is there's been a shift in paradigm. So we used to think about cybersecurity about as protecting the peripherals. Put a firewall around everything and you'd be okay. Now the big shift about cybersecurity is you need to think about security in every aspect that you do. every part of your organization and every part of your technology organization. It's called left shift security. It means building it into your applications, the way you think about your application level security, about your infrastructure level security, about your network security, etc. But not an add-on, something that's an integral, essential part of your entire technology organization.
And on that note, we're about to take a commercial break. We are with Chris Murphy from ThoughtWorks, the CEO of North America. And when we come back, we're going to talk about his leadership philosophy. So stay tuned. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8800.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who reinvent the fabric of America. We're here today with Chris Murphy, who is the CEO of ThoughtWorks North America. And we've been talking about this unique model you have, which is very quick and digital native and creates agility. And we heard what you do in healthcare. Now let's look from a leadership standpoint, because you're working with a lot of CEOs, but you're also a CEO. You've really focused on building this great culture, which you've cultivated, of learning and sharing with your 12,000 employees, and you're helping clients. Talk about what you're doing from a leadership standpoint.
Yeah, from a leadership perspective, I think it really goes back a lot to ThoughtWorks' founding principles, and indeed the agility you were talking about. So, you know, as you know, there's been a movement in the software industry for about the last 20 years that's called the Agile Software Development Movement. And it's in many respects overhyped. But at its foundations is this notion that we've moved from an industrial paradigm, which was all about top-down management and under-educated workers who needed to be told what to do, really into this, you know, highly educated digital paradigm with technologists, software developers, designers, who are very empowered workers, but need to be given the ability to make those decisions. So the whole ThoughtWorks ethos is about, and the whole agile software development ethos is about recognizing to move the decisions as close as possible to the customers and the clients and the experts, and then that therefore enables them to move with greater agility, with greater speed, and to make better decisions. So the ThoughtWorks leadership philosophy reflects that. It's really about how do we attract, how do we retain, how do we grow the most passionate technologists in the world, and then how do we provide them with the support, with the informational context, with the tools, with the frameworks, you know, to unleash that talent which we've gathered and which we've collected.
So you've spoken a lot about the digital native, and you've tremendous thought leadership, obviously. Everyone's looking right now in the Great Resignation at talent and the next generation of talent. You've done something, domain excellence. Talk about your thoughts on attracting the next generation of talent.
Yeah, for ThoughtWorks, I think we have one natural advantage, and that's our thought leadership and the fact that we're really well known, and a lot of the young technologists will have heard about us in their courses or read a book or read a blog or seen us at a conference and so forth. So that allows us to pique a natural interest, particularly with the current generation, who I think is really looking for their opportunities to progress as quickly as possible. So the opportunity to join an organization like a ThoughtWorks, where they can work next to people who've written the books and can mentor them and can lead them, is really attractive to them, as is the opportunity for a platform where they can develop their own personal brand. And we know nowadays, with the way publishing is on social media and so forth, the ability to build your own brand and do so quickly is quite critical for younger folk than perhaps it was, you know, in my times. So that's one thing. I think the other thing that people are looking for is really the opportunity to join an organization that reflects their values. Over and over again, we hear from
our youngest graduate
saying they want to join ThoughtWorks because clearly because of our reputation, but because it aligns with their values. The other thing that young graduates are looking for is they want to join an organization that aligns with their values. We hear this time and time again. Obviously they want the technology leadership, but they want to join an organization and be a part of an organization that really aligns with the way they see the world. And I think for us, what we talked about earlier about the empowerment and the growth opportunities that comes for young people, that's an essential, that's a given. I think about ThoughtWorks' focus on diversity and equity and inclusion, and also the way we're obviously a commercial organization and a successful one, but we also look about how can we use our influence in tech to think more broadly about how does technology impact the world and how do we use it to have a more positive impact than negative. Really strongly aligns with a lot of the people who join us. So that combination of characteristics, tech leadership, alignment with values, the deeper thinking about the role of technology in society, really is, for us, provides a differentiation for those people looking to start their careers.
So, Chris, for our final question, let's talk about the concept of corporate reputation. Obviously, you focused a lot at ThoughtWorks on your content, on being the ones who write the books, on attracting the next generation, on attracting women in STEM. What do you see as the importance of reputation from a CEO standpoint and from an organizational standpoint, especially considering that you are the CEO of North America?
Yeah, reputation is, for an organization, for an individual, is really, it's everything. If you look at buying decisions that our customers make, their buying decisions are based on they want to be engaging an organization that they know is reputable. They want to be engaging with an organization that they know is stable, with an organization that has credibility, serious credibility in the space they're looking to engage them for. If you look in our space, in the technology space, whether the success or failure of a digital transformation, the success or failure of a technology program is quite often going to correlate very closely to the success or failure of the organization themselves. In that instance, you know, who you engage with, the reputation, the credibility, the ethical status, it's fundamental, it's foundational, and it's critical.
So let's talk about what you're doing in terms of the intersection of art and business and society and technology.
Sure. This one's fascinating to me personally. When you're thinking about technology, you're often looking to change the paradigm about your business or how you apply technology in different contexts. And so we've set up an incubator essentially called ThoughtWorks Arts. And what it does is it brings together artists from the outside world, our technological expertise, and applies it in the context of difficult and current societal problems. And we do this by the way of providing internships for artists who come in, and they've worked with robotics, they've worked with artificial intelligence. One of them was looking at reading human emotions as they interact with a movie or an emotional experience. And what it does is it provides real insights about, and unexpected insights about how this particular technology could apply to a particular situation in ways that we never would have thought before. And of course, this is intellectually interesting. It's fantastic from an artist's viewpoint of view, but it actually does create some real outcomes which our technologists can then apply to solve real-world commercial or consumer problems for our clients. So we've just found this a fascinating area of being very orthogonal in our thinking to create some very unexpected outcomes.
And there we have it. Chris, what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show.
Likewise, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Robert Greenson, the CEO of Forum, and we're here today with David Dobson. How are you, David?
I'm fantastic, Robert. Thank you.
And David is the CEO of Digital River. So talk about what the concept of Digital River is.
Well, Digital River is a global e-commerce platform that we manage e-commerce transactions between our clients and their customers around the world. So we will process this year around $3.5 billion in gross revenue on behalf of our clients. And we're probably the 10th or 11th largest e-tailer in the United States that nobody knows, because you don't see Digital River. You see brands like Microsoft and Samsung and Lenovo. So that's what we do. When you buy their products online, for many of those great brands, we're the e-commerce platform in behind them.
Okay, but when I speak with people in technology, you do great work. Why is it that you're not as known?
Well, I think it has to do with the fact that you don't see our brand, you know, out there
We're behind the scenes.
So think of us as the enabler of e-commerce for some of these great brands. That's number one.
We need the Digital River inside, like Intel.
That's where
we need to go.
I think you're right. I think that'd be great. So, in fact, I'll make a note of that, and I'll send you the royalty checks.
You shouldn't have said that. We got 600,000 listeners here. Bad. You should have said thanks, but keep going.
So, you know, that's what we do, and our primary focus, we started off in the software business in 1994 when the Internet was really just starting to take off. And the founder of our company back 24 years ago realized that software being a digital product, instead of buying it in a retail store, why wouldn't you just download that over the Internet? And so that's how we started. We started as a software download company, and then it grew into companies that wanted to sell subscriptions, and then finally into physical products, where companies primarily in consumer electronics and high-value brands, they want to sell their products direct to consumers. And what you've seen historically is retail has been a very large channel for a lot of these products, but retail is under siege these days. And primarily it's under siege because of companies and marketplaces like Amazon and Alibaba are changing the way consumers want to buy. And what those marketplaces are proving is that consumers will and want to buy almost everything over the Internet, but our clients, these brands, are very nervous about that being the dominant channel. So they're all quickly moving to establish direct-to-consumer e-commerce channels, and that's what we do.
So give me an example. One of your clients, what are you doing with them?
Well, some of our largest clients, again, software companies like Microsoft or VMware, or consumer electronics brands like Lenovo and PCs or phones, or Samsung and TVs.
Let's talk Samsung.
Sure.
What are you doing with Samsung?
So we work closely with Samsung, where we actually power their e-commerce platform in the United States. So if you want to buy a wonderful new Samsung Galaxy S8 phone, you go on their website, samsung.com, and as you go through and learn about their products, that's all Samsung technology.
But I get it. So everything is scraped, so no one's ever going to know that it's Digital River.
It's
all Samsung. You are the behind the scenes that's enabling the e-commerce to happen.
So for you as the consumer, you're having a relationship with Samsung. You go down the purchase process. We're the ones that work with Samsung to present that shopping cart. Once you decide you want to buy that product, we're the ones that are doing the payment processing. We're the ones that are confirming back to you that the product will be delivered in 24 hours or 48 hours, whatever happens to be, and making sure that that process goes very well. So that's what our platform does. And behind the scenes, it's Digital River, but you as a consumer, that's a Samsung experience.
So let's talk from your client's perspective. Is there any economic benefit of working with you, or why would these big companies outsource to, you're not as big as Sam, you're a big company, 1,500 people, but you're not the size of Samsung, Microsoft.
Right.
Why would they outsource it to you?
There's three reasons why customers choose to do business with us. Number one is our total cost of ownership. So you as a chief executive officer, chief marketing officer, head of sales, chief information officer, it's in that group that you're deciding on when you want to sell your products directly to your customers, what type of platform do you use? And typically you can build it yourself, you can buy somebody's licensed software product from an IBM or an SAP, or you can choose a model like ours. We typically save our customers between 20 and 30% of what it would cost them to build their own e-commerce platform. So that's reason number one.
Wait. Just go into that. How can you save that much?
Well, we are a 100% multi-tenant software as a service company.
Mm-hmm.
So you've heard of companies like Salesforce.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's a SaaS company. We are a SaaS company. So we perform what we do on behalf of hundreds of clients. So we have enormous scale.
I get it.
We have enormous scale in what we do, and we'll run billions of dollars in gross revenue through our platform. So we get the benefit of technology scale. So that's reason number one.
Number two.
Number two is global. If you're a brand that wants to sell your product, not just in the United States, not just in North America, but around the world, we support selling our clients' products in 150 countries around the world in a more robust way than any of our competitors. So, for example, we just signed a deal about a year and a half ago with HTC. HTC is a company that sells smartphones, virtual reality products, and we signed a deal in November of 2015, and by February of 2016, we were selling their virtual reality products in 30 countries around the world. And that's unheard of. It's very difficult to do that on your own, and it's something we do better than any of our competitors. And we're very proud of that fact. So we have a very broad global footprint. And then the third reason is our business model. Very unique. So rather than being, you know, just a commerce platform, a technology platform, we are, for the vast majority of our clients, like over 95% of our clients, we're the merchant and seller of record. And you go, what does that mean, merchant and seller of record? It means that during that transaction, when you buy that phone from Samsung, we're the ones that are actually selling it. For that instant that you buy that product, we're selling it, which means that we're responsible for making sure that we collect the right tax. In the United States or in Europe or in Asia, we're responsible for compliance to make sure that we protect that consumer information that's in our you know, data warehouses and it doesn't get leaked or exposed. And that's really important. So we manage fraud on behalf of our clients. So being the merchant and seller of record is highly differentiating. So total cost of ownership, global footprint, and being the merchant and seller of record is really helpful because that's the heavy lifting and the complexity of commerce for our clients.
This is Robert Breese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with David Dobson, who is the CEO of Digital River. So when you talk about this model, a lot of companies today, when I interview them, they tell me they're software companies. Let's say Siemens, you know, Judy Marks said software company. Land O'Lakes, you know, Chris Policinski said, oh, no, we're really like a technology and a software company. It seems that everyone is becoming a software company in a sense. This probably bodes well for you because that's who you work with as your clients.
Yeah, no, I've all my career, Robert, I've grown up in technology, either being on the side of supplying technology solutions to clients around the world or, in this case, being a service provider serving technology brands and many different types of brands. And in my experience, technology is, you know, a very powerful force that really helps automate a lot of what we do. Things like artificial intelligence and virtual reality are some of the most exciting new technologies that are going to completely change the way we buy and the way we interact with brands going forward, we believe.
Well, that's what everyone wants to hear about.
Yeah.
CEOs are always asking me, how is AI going to change our world? How is VR going to change our world? Give some concrete examples of what could happen in people's companies.
Well, I mean, an example, and a simple example of artificial intelligence, and I think we're very early innings on what AI can do. And, you know, I won't talk about some of the incredible advances in medicine on how AI can be pervasive, but in retail and shopping and making decisions, in starting to understand what your preferences are as a consumer, I mean, we conduct transactions, we're talking, you know, hundreds of millions of transactions, you know, over a number of years. We get to understand what your preferences are. What do you like? What types of offers have resonated with you, and start providing that information.
So it's
in
almost
a powerful
like a
way.
Predictive analytics.
It becomes
model.
Predictive. And, you know, we always have to find that balance between privacy and what you want to share. But as you've opted in to sharing information about your preferences, I know when I get offers now from clients or customers that I choose or brands to choose to do business with, and they start tailoring their offerings to me based on my preferences, I find them more valuable. So that's one of the powerful ways that AI will change the way we buy products and how offers are presented to us. The second is virtual reality.
And you've 1 minute left before break.
Okay. And the other is virtual reality. This is a very exciting area, and I'm going to talk about it for two reasons. One, we signed this deal with HTC, which announced a product last year, a very exciting product called the Vive, which is a virtual reality product. And we believe it has the power to transform the way we do retail. And I'm not saying it will change for everybody, but instead of walking into a retail store to try on a new pair of glasses or an article of clothing, you can actually put on their headset and you can experience virtual reality in a way that you can't.
So you could shop online.
Shop online through virtual reality is very powerful.
And on that note, we're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk advice on the world of Amazon and what CEOs could do to thrive in that world.
Great.
Back in a few.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Forum, and we're with David Dobson, the CEO of Digital River, and we're talking about your model, which is, I just want to ask you, you said you handle the compliance, the exchange rates. How many countries do you actually work in?
We work in over 150 countries, 220 languages around the world, so pretty extensive.
And what is your website?
Well, our website is our client's website.
But what if a company wants, someone's listening in, and they want to work with you?
DigitalRiver.com.
Okay, there you go. That we should have guessed.
They can find it all in. Yeah.
So now let's talk about Amazon.
Yes.
Amazon, everyone loves everyone. Everyone's afraid of Amazon. And we know that Amazon, you know, Jeff Bezos is a genius in what he's created. Talk about what Amazon is doing and what advice you have to CEOs. They're listening in, they're running a company, how they can compete effectively in an Amazon-driven world.
Right. Well, first off, to your point, nothing but respect for Amazon as far as they completely transformed the retail buying experience. And it's created an enormous opportunity for my company and my clients. So I can't think of any of my customers, clients, I use the word synonymously. I can't think of any of my customers that don't use Amazon as a marketplace. But it's not the only channel. It's almost like many of them have gone from the retail channel has been a predominant channel, and they're not going to wholesale shift everything that was in retail over to a marketplace. My clients want to be able to put their products through channels that their customers want to buy. So retail stores are still relevant, but they're under siege, I think, these days as a result of what Amazon has done. So marketplaces are relevant, but what my clients are coming to me and saying is they're saying Amazon has changed the game. Amazon has set the bar on what that experience should be like in buying as far as the quality of the buying experience, the time it takes to get that product. But what my clients want to do, they want to build a direct relationship with their customers. And quite frankly, I'll call it the Amazon effect, is creating tailwinds for our business. And it's the reason why we're growing so rapidly. And we've got so many clients talking to us and saying, we love what we do with Amazon, we love what we do in retail, but our customers are saying they want to have a direct relationship with our brand. So it's not an either or. I think you're seeing brands, world-class brands, have multiple routes to market. Mm-hmm. And what they're trying to do is they're satisfying how their customers want to buy, number one. And number two, quite frankly, they're controlling their own destiny, which is if I have a direct relationship with my customer, I know who they are, I collect information, I can market and upsell to those clients and establish a lifetime relationship. You can't necessarily do that in traditional retail. You can't do that in a marketplace. So that's the value that we bring to those brands.
So for CEO, is there any first step that they should take? And don't say sign up with Digital River.
No.
But what is the first step that they should take to accelerate the success of how they're competing in this?
Yeah, I would say the first thing is go and talk to your customers and understand how their buying preferences are changing. And what they'll find is...
Now, when you say talk to their customers, what if their customers are all B2C customers? How would you recommend they talk with them? Is that a social play?
It could be
an outreach play.
They could have test panels where they actually bring some of their consumers into a test panel. They could use social media. I would tell you that typically their channel partners will describe what their customers want. So understand how their buying behaviors are changing, and understand what they expect of your brand. I think that's really important to understand, is why do they buy your product? And try to understand if they want to have the opportunity to have a relationship directly with you. And then start thinking about what would be the value of that relationship. You know, sometimes people think it could be a very profitable channel. And in fact, for many of our clients, their direct-to-consumer e-commerce channel is their most profitable channel. More profitable than retail, more profitable than a marketplace, but that's not the real reason why my customers are choosing a direct-to-consumer channel. It's because they want to have a direct relationship with their customer. They want to share information. They want to collect information. They want to see how their buyers respond to offerings. It's a very responsive channel to understand. When you test something, you can go a different direction and learn from it very quickly.
Let's shift over, David, to your leadership philosophy. Sure. And experiences you've had. So you've worked major at IBM, Pitney Bowes, CA Technologies. What was a challenge you faced in business that you overcame, or maybe didn't overcome,
right,
but you learned the lesson that shapes the very fabric of your DNA?
Yeah, I would say probably the thing that comes to mind is I spent 19 years at IBM, and it was an incredible experience. I found that my training in 14 roles over 19 years was an incredible professional and personal experience. And my first job outside of IBM, I accepted the CEO role for a $100 million struggling software company called Corel Software. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night almost in cold sweat saying, what have I done? And it was just feeling alone. Feeling alone is that you look at the challenge that we have and how are we going to solve it. And I remember trying to approach all the problems on my own. And it's almost like I reverted back 20 years in my career to when I was a first-line manager, and I realized that I had to build up the capability of my colleagues. I had to assess very quickly who are the people that were going to be able to take us to where we needed to get to and who weren't, and make changes very quickly. So I learned a lot about myself and to calm down and say, I've been through this before. I've learned about the finance challenge, or the human resource challenge, or the marketing challenge, or the sales challenge. So all these experiences, take a deep breath, say you know how to get through this, and then over time build a team and share your experiences. That I've had some incredible experiences with a new team, and eventually we came through it, and we came through it very well.
You talk about your culture. You have about 1,500 people, and you are behind the scenes. You have an enormous fiduciary responsibility.
Yes, we do.
Because you're handling the infrastructure of all these great companies. You've 2 minutes left. Talk about your philosophy, what your team is like, and how they grow successfully to deliver the customer experience.
Yeah, I hate to say it, it's overused, but it's culture. We try really hard at Digital River to be a customer client centric environment. And you can say that, you can put posters on your wall, but it's really how we as leadership behave. Do we walk the talk? I spend the vast majority of my time, when I'm not doing wonderful things like these interviews, I spend my time in front of my clients. And I'm sitting down with the CEOs or the CFOs or the head of sales, and I want to know directly from them, how are we doing? And so when I'm out in the trenches with my colleagues, my sales colleagues, my engineering colleagues, that's what gives them a sense for we're walking the talk, that we really are a client-centric company. And if there's a problem, don't hide it. Let me know. We'll fix it.
And it's really in line with your message about controlling your destiny,
yeah,
which if there's one message, that's what CEOs all want. And what you're hearing, everyone, from Digital River is that the key to controlling your destiny is to make sure that you are close to your clients, like you as a CEO do, or like you help your clients engage with their actual customers. You've 30 seconds left. Any final words to CEOs?
Well, look, my business advice, and I feel a little bit, not qualified to be able to provide advice to CEOs, but stay close to your customers. Really use the opportunity to be in close to the rank and file employees of your company, because if you're not, you're probably not getting the real insights of what's going on in your company.
And there you have it. David, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you, Robert.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.